Yeah, I know what it is. Just give me a second. I'm trying to get situated here. Oh, welcome to Morning Ride. I'm Chris. Over there's Tate.
Wait, hold on. But you like mumbled the entire intro.
Good.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. My name is Tate. That's Chris over there. Welcome back to the Morning Ride. I think I said welcome back the second time. That's the third time. Welcome back.
Welcome back again. We're gonna take a short break. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the commercial for today. What's happening? I don't know. We're trying to play music, but
I'm working on it. Sorry.
Tate's the DJ, and he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I never know what I'm doing, even when I'm actually act like I know what I'm doing. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I don't feel what you're saying, because I can't feel anything. I'm numb.
Oh, ouch. Okay, edgy.
So yeah.
Okay.
We had our wonderful weekend.
Yeah, actually my weekend was pretty decent.
Saturday I didn't really do anything. But Sunday I was pretty busy. We finally took down the Christmas decorations.
Nice.
We took out the Christmas tree and threw it into a dumpster in that neighborhood over there. And then I drove to my first car wash yesterday. And
nice.
My mom kept yelling at me because I wasn't driving slow enough. And so basically we wasted half the car wash, but
nice.
The car is clean nonetheless.
You know those things are supposed to automatically wash your car, right?
Not the one at that Gate gas station over there.
Yeah, you just kind of put your car in neutral and then take your foot off the gas and just let it roll. That's how those car washes work.
Well, our car rolls too fast. Simple as that. So I have to put my foot on the brake every 60 seconds. No, I mean every 6 seconds. What? Anyways, I don't think we really have a topic for today.
Yeah, I don't really either, but I kind of do. And I know this is kind of slightly old news, but I didn't want to bring it up. And I want to talk about content makers being aware of their audience. And the prime example that I want to use of this is what happened recently with Ricegum and Jake Paul, Logan Paul, those guys, of the whole entire loot box thing. I don't know if you're aware of that. Are you aware of that?
Oh, were they used?
Yeah, where they promoted.
Site?
Yeah, they were promoting those scam loot box sites with completely rigged probabilities and all that.
Oh. Yeah.
So yeah, I just want to talk about. I mean, that's my main example for this topic today, but. The whole entire thing of it is, I feel like content makers should be a lot more aware of who they're actually promoting their audience to.
The thing is, they target everything towards kids, because they know that kids are the most vulnerable.
Yeah, I know that, but, I'm saying more or less, hold on, I'm trying. I had a sentence in mind, and it just kind of slipped.
Holy shit, look at how much cat fur is on my...
Oh my god, dude. Do you mean, a tape roller? I'm gonna get you. When's your birthday? I'm gonna get you a tape roller.
June 28th.
Okay.
That's in the summer.
I'll mail it to you from wherever I am.
Wait, hold on. Let's just.
You have to roll down the window, group it up, and throw it out.
There you go.
You didn't even get all of it.
There's still more on it. All right. Well, I'll deal with this later.
Okay, but for example, let's take a YouTuber I gotta think of one off the top of my head. Let's take one like Jawtron, for example.
Yeah.
I think he knows his humor is a lot more targeted to a definitely older group and more mature group of kids.
Yeah.
Or even young adults. So and he knows that. So he makes content for that, obviously, He says stuff that kids obviously aren't, jokes kids obviously shouldn't be listening to, but probably won't get either. It's just kind of sounds like vulgarities to them. Go ahead.
The thing that pisses me off the most is that, YouTube promotes these YouTubers who manipulate kids.
Yeah. They know that, first off, I feel like YouTube system is this guy is popular. Let's promote his videos. Oh, he's also his audience. He also verbally stated in an interview that he specifically targets his videos to kids. So we're gonna promote this video specifically because you know, he said his audience is for kids. But then he goes out and does stupid shit like that. It's like, why?
Dude, like, I was watching a video, I think it was by Nerd City. He was, like, talking about Jake Paul and how he is an awful influence on kids.
Oh, yeah. Kids, odds, man.
Dude, every video that Jake Paul makes, he plugs his merch in the video at least 15 times and within a span of, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Jeez.
And the thing is, he does it in a way where he doesn't constantly say it, like, buy the merch, like, 15 times in a row. He, like, splits it up. So, like, at the start, he'll talk about his merch, like, some new shit that he releases. Then he talks about some other irrelevant stuff that no one really cares about. Plugs his merch again. He talks about something else. He finds a dog or something, does something stupid. Hey, oh, did you hear about my merch, too? You could go buy that. And he talks about something stupid again. And then talks about merch again. And he keeps doing that in every single one of his videos. That's why he, like, that's why he gets so much fucking money. Because these kids are like, Mom, get your credit card! I need clothing! And, like, the thing is, Jake Paul steals artwork for his merchandise.
Yeah.
Because Nerd City, what is that thing called where, like, you can input an image into Google and then, like, backtrace it?
Yeah.
He did that with a lot of Jake Paul's merch, and he found original designs made by other people. And Jake Paul would take them, but then add something more onto them and be like, here's my signature, this is mine. Like, I don't understand why people like that can exist and then just still become popular. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, so many people on YouTube that do that. And then there's, like, actual content creators that, like, I watch, and they are, like, low in subscriber count and viewer.
Yeah, like, but they actually have better content.
Yeah, and they get, like, copy striked and stuff. They get, like, copyright claimed. And then
for what reason?
Yeah, for nothing. There's a YouTuber I watch, Jameski.
Yeah, Jameski, I heard about that.
He got a copy strike, right?
Yeah, for pretty much no reason, because the business was just like, yo.
Yeah, because he was making a TikTok.
Give me your cash.
Yeah, he made a TikTok reaction video, and it got copyright striked. No, a few of his TikTok videos got copyright claimed by this one random-ass company. And they didn't state the reason why they claimed it. They just said, video clip. And then Jameski was always, like, very confused. He's like, what does that mean? What is the video clip? I'm trying to find what they're copyright striking. And then he finally figured it out, and he played the clip where the video got copyright striked. And it was just, like, a tiny little segment of just nothing. Nothing was there copyrighted. Like, he got so upset. He was like, this is bullshit. They're, like, abusing the system.
Yeah. It's such a stupid system as far as how YouTube's payment goes and all that stuff. As far as, like, you know, how everyone's getting paid and then how that can be so easily taken away.
Yeah, and recently, I don't know if this happened, I think this happened like a month ago, but you know that one YouTuber, Superwoman?
Yeah.
Lily Singh or whatever?
Generally.
She was complaining about how women, there's a site called Forbes that apparently lists the top paid YouTubers or whatever.
Yeah.
And she
all
was
five or more women.
She said last year she was like at the top or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And she was one of the only women on there, and then like this year or something, they didn't include her. And then she got upset and went on, like, a Twitter rant or whatever. And it was, like, women are now, like, being paid less than, like, men or something. Like, she started going on that whole rant about, like, wage gap on, like, fucking YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, that is not happening. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as a wage gap on YouTube. Everyone gets paid the same amount of money, and it depends on who you are as a person and what content you create.
Yeah.
And she's becoming stale, and that's the reason why she might not be making as much money. But also, she's complaining over, like, very minuscule reasons when everyone else on YouTube who is smaller than her are having even more, like, problems than her. Like, getting copyright striked and claimed by, like, bigger companies just because they're smaller and they can't do anything about it.
Most of these bigger YouTubers that are becoming stale or have done something really stupid, unfortunately, are the biggest influence on, like, other people, simply because they already started pretty big, and now the content they're creating is just not great anymore. But that's what kids these days think is cool. I'm not saying like high schoolers. I'm talking more middle and elementary schoolers, like early middle school, because that's what they're seeing. They open up YouTube on their mom's phone, and their mom doesn't really subscribe to anything, so they just see, you know, whoever's videos or whoever has the most subscribers on their videos. So, yeah. It's just like, really?
Yeah, and the thing, another thing about, like, Jake Paul is that a lot of his content is supposed to be centered around kid-friendly stuff, right? Besides all the obvious manipulation to buy random shit from him so that he can make more money, he also makes a lot of, like, sexual videos in a way that, like...
Yeah.
When he has a girlfriend or whatever, he tries to capitalize on that so much that, like, he will make music videos and make these other random videos with his girlfriend or whatever, but his girlfriend would be, like, half naked.
Yeah.
And it's centered towards kids. And it's like, kids are gonna watch that, and then, like, what, did YouTube think that's child-friendly and he gets paid for it?
Yeah. He's getting away with so much stuff that, like, honestly, if only a little bit of investigation was done, I mean, at least a slap on the wrist.
What Nerd City said was that what he's actually doing is illegal. A lot of the stuff that he's doing, a lot of the businesses that he's running.
Yeah. Obviously the gambling site was illegal, and promoting that was illegal, but I don't know too much about Jake Paul, so I can't really say much about businesses. I just know about the stupid shit he's been doing lately.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, so, the gambling site that he was promoting, that's illegal.
Obviously.
But also, I think it was, like, the 1970s or whatever, I think Congress passed a law that it was centered towards children where, commercials that would air on, like, Nickelodeon or something, like, if there was a kid watching a TV show or whatever, like, a kids-only TV show, mm-hmm. that broadcasting channel, they cannot play commercials that are promoting products for, like, kids to just look at and be like, you need to buy this. Like, I don't know how exactly to explain it, but it's kind of like, they passed a law that the whole commercial industry is not allowed to promote products to kids, because they know that kids are the most vulnerable, and they can be easily manipulated to get their moms and dads to be like, hey, I want to get this, buy it for me. And then they would buy it because they don't know what the fuck it is.
Tape.
Pretty much. And what Jake Paul is doing is he's doing that exact thing. He's doing something that's breaking a law.
Yeah.
And he's not stopping.
I do think that... I'm pretty sure the first infomercial I ever saw on, like... I don't know. Whenever I started actually, like, consciously waking up for Saturday morning cartoons, I'm pretty sure the first infomercial I saw was Flex Tape. Or, like, Flex Seal, or whatever the first one that it was that it came out. It was a Flex fan since 2012, guys.
I remember seeing, like, Flex Tape a while back, too, but I just, like, disregarded it. Because I thought it was just another one of those, like, as seen on TV products. And I hated those
but
things.
Now it actually works.
Yeah. it's
Since I got Flex Tape for Christmas, what I kind of want to do is I want to find random shit to break and then put together with Flex Tape and see if it works still. Like, I'll just take one of my old PS3 controllers, saw it in half, and see if it still works.
I take my Nintendo Switch, chainsaw it in half. If I use Flex Tape, it's gonna work.
Could you imagine if that actually worked? Like, you just put Flex Tape on the back of the Switch and you're still able to play it.
It just has, like, electronical, like, components inside of it, so it just automatically repairs, like, it seals the circuit board.
Well, there's just nothing in the middle of importance. Like, if you saw it right down the middle.
No, it, like, you put the Flex Tape on it, but it doesn't heal the internal, like, electronics. It just heals the outside and the plastic, so that it looks like it's fixed, but it doesn't actually play because the circuit board's just actually cut in half, like, inside.
Dude, that'd be, like, a really easy way to get some free money. Brand new Nintendo Switch. Oh, my bad, it broke.
Why is it not booting up? Open it up. Why? Just open it up.
Just saw it in half.
Just like a circuit board just completely broken in half. And they're like, what the fuck? And you're just like, it wasn't me.
It must have been a thing with on shipping.
Yeah, we sent it through a log, like a sawmill, and they kind of, I don't know why Amazon sent it there, but they sent it back to you. So I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Promise you. What? I
don't know. What are some other like really stupid infomercials you've seen lately? As far as like.
There is,
or just like stupid infomercials in general that you've seen.
I saw one on Saturday. It was called the air fryer.
The air fryer.
Yeah, it was like this dude was like, "You can fry anything inside of this thing without oil." And I was like looking at it. I was like, "How do you fry things without oil? That doesn't make any sense."
Have you seen the Jones Good Ass Barbecue Foot Massage?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Where he fucking sits.
If it's edible or friedable, we're gonna make it deliciousable.
There was also that one, I don't know what state this played in, but there was like that one back to school mall commercial where just all these people, they were like in front of their stores and they were like singing really bad about like what they do in the mall, and they're like, "Haircuts!" And it's like, "I got boots and pants and boots and pants," and you just like watch this commercial and you're like, "Oh god." This guy just sounds like awful. Going across the bicycle lane.
I don't know. I don't know. I remember back when I was a kid, there was a infomercial for giant cupcakes, like a giant cupcake maker, right? And essentially what it was is just a glorified like muffin pan. So it was like, so it's it basically what it is it's a giant like tub, right? Mm-hmm. And you fill it with your cupcake batter, you put this special top on it, put it in the oven and let it bake, and you pull it out, pull the top off, and it's literally supposed to look like a giant cupcake.
But it's just a muffin.
Well, it's cupcake batter, so it's really a cupcake. Oh. But you could use it for muffins, too, I guess. There's, like, a difference between the batter of a cupcake and a muffin, so I guess that's the difference. But, well. I'm not a baking expert. But, yeah, so my friend back in Virginia, his name is Clay, and he got his mom to get one. And they baked it, and as soon as they pull the top off, it literally just crumbles. So they said, okay, maybe it was a fault. So they do it again, and they pull the top off, and it just crumbles. It crumbles apart as soon as they try to take it out. So it's like, well, this is a piece of shit. And they sent it back.
That reminds me of the time when me and my sister made chocolate chip cookies. But, like, my sister didn't, like, follow the recipe correctly.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
Like, when my sister came to visit from Oregon, we were both like, hey, let's make some cookies. Let's just do that. And we were like, all right. So we're making the batter and whatever, and everything's going good. We put in the chocolate chips, we're mixing everything. But, like, whenever you make cookies, everyone knows that you need to add a little bit of salt.
Yeah, but not too much.
Not too much. What my sister did was...
too much.
She put too much. But the thing that made it bad was that she put too much of salt crystals in there. Not the actual... like ground salt, like what you would put like in boiling water and stuff like that. It was just like these thick salt crystals,
thick boys.
And she put like a whole spoonful in the batter, and I was like, oh my god, that's so much. And she was like, no, it's gonna be fine. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I'm not so sure.
We put it on the tray, and you know when you put a blob of cookie batter on the tray, you would expect that it would like flatten down a little bit and then turn into a cookie. Ours did not. It turned into that flat... It turned into that, like, weird blob that we put onto the tray. So it was just, like, this weird, like...
It was a ball. It was a cookie ball.
It was a cookie ball. It was, like, this fat, like, blob of cookie.
It wasn't... It's a donut hole, except it's a cookie hole.
And it didn't cook... It, I think it burnt a little bit. But when you take a bite into it, it is
pure salt.
It is pure salt. Like, I just remembered the taste of it. Now, like, I feel really sick. But,
please, the window's over there. Please, here, I'll roll down for you.
But, like, you break those cookies in half, and you can see the salt crystals inside of the cookie, like, reflecting light. Like, it was so bad. And my sister was eating it, and she was like, yeah, this is really salty. And I tried to
eat, really, Sherlock?
I tried to eat, like, half of one.
No,
and
shit.
I was about to vomit. I was like, oh my god, this is so salty. And then we had to throw them all out. We baked, like, I don't know, like, 10 cookies or something. We threw them all out because they were so bad.
God, that's awful. That's actually awful. You know, there's another infomercial, and I've never actually owned an infomercial product until I got this, or my mom got this, rather. And it was like, I don't even know what it was. It was like Magic Caulk or something like that.
Magic,
right?
Caulk?
Caulk.
Oh.
Like what you like what you caulk your like shower, the rim of your shower with, you know.
You caulk your shower?
Yeah, you caulk your shower.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, literally, it's a bottle, right? And you put it in this little squeezer thing, and then you pull a trigger, and it, like, re-caulks, like, the line of your, like, granites and stuff. Okay, when you go home...
Mr. Clean?
No, not Mr. Clean. When you go home, look at, like, the line of, like, where your kitchen counter meets your wall. And if there's, like, a little white strip in there, that's caulk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that caulk needs to be, like, re-caulked because it gets dirty and stuff. You want to make your house look clean. Or you have to replace it or something like that. I don't know. You just have to re-caulk it. So, there's this thing called I don't even know what it was. It was, like, a Miracle Caulk program thing. I'm saying caulk so much, I feel like I'm going to, like, accidentally say caulk. And then, like... Miracle cock. Guys, we got it. It's a button you press, right? And it automatically erects. Works on boyfriends.
Works on
your old husbands.
Works on your husband with no libido. Like,
husband just came, too bad.
Miracle cock saved the day.
My husband came 3 times in a row. He wouldn't get erect anymore. So I used Miracle Cock and it saved our sex.
It lasted only 3 minutes, but with this, it lasted 4 minutes.
Please, help me. It's a husband testimonial. Please help me. Please. Don't buy this product. Anyway, so it was a Miracle Cock thing, and you didn't need a machine thing to squeeze out the cock. Yeah. So...
I just can't get over this. Okay, and
so she went over to her counters and she did the whole entire caulk thing, and then she was like, oh, okay, that actually went really well. Everything looks nice. So she woke up the next morning and everything she caulked just turned brown, like shit brown. The caulk was like awful. So not only did it hold up for less than 12 hours. It literally just, like, turned the base, like, the line, not the baseboards, like, the line at, like, the weird line where the wall meets the kitchen counter, that brown, the inside of all of our showers, like, the rim of where the actual tub met the wall, that was all, like, shit brown. It smelled awful. So she was like, okay, I gotta fix this. So she sent that back and then went to... like Home Depot, got an actual caulk and fixed everything. But God, it was so funny. Like waking up and they're like, "Mom, I think someone came in our house and like pooped in my shower, or like pooped in the toilet, wiped their butt with their finger, and then like smeared it all over the rim of the shower." And that was, like, my last year of living in Virginia, and then that was the first As Seen on TV product I ever owned. I was hoping it was the last one until I actually figured out that Flex-Tap is a meme and it actually worked. And then I got some for Christmas, so there you go. Time to cut some boats in half and use some Flex-Tap.
Mom, the Miracle Cock didn't work. I'm so fucking immature.
What if we made a Miracle Caulk? but it came out of a dick-shaped thing, so when you squeeze it, it's just a bunch of, it's a little white stream that comes out, but fixes your granite and shit. I feel like that's like the stuff you would see at an adult store.
That would, the adult appliance store.
Nah, adult and appliance store, yes. You've got like paintbrushes that also double as fleshlights, or paint rollers that double as fleshlights. You've got a, I don't fucking know. God.
Dildo paint rollers.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, they have male and female. They've got paint rollers with the where you roll or you hold the paint holder is also a fleshlight, and then for the female ones, they have a giant dildo on where you would put the actual roller. And that way, when you're done painting, you could just take the little like roller thing off and then masturbate with it. Oh no.
Get like permanent wall paint stuck to your fucking genitals.
Oh no.
Why is your dick so red orange? What? Red orange.
Red orange. So you have to go to the doctor for a routine checkup. And you can't get like the paint off your balls. So you go in and be like, "Doc, I've got blue balls."
They check it out and it's like, "Okay, funny joke. Why did you paint your balls blue?" And you're just like, it wasn't me.
It was an accident, I swear. Could you imagine, like, what? My car just made a beeping noise.
It's been making, like, 3 consecutive beeping noises.
Okay, I only noticed the second one. What are some other really bad, like, adult appliance things we could think of? Because I'm pretty sure we could turn this into a legit business. You could do, like, hold on, let me think about this. You could do, like, okay, hold on, I gotta think of an appliance first. You could do a dishwasher, right?
Yeah.
But it has a little pipe coming out of it. So, while the dishwasher runs, the pipe moves in and out. What you do is you stick your favorite dildo on it and then just bend over and let the dishwasher do the work. And it's water powered, so like any excess water that is used by the dishwasher is used to power that.
It's like you have a fucking rotational wheel that just has water going on it.
You're like your parents. The parents are coming to see the daughter in their new house, and they're like, "Oh, what's this little rod sticking out of your dishwasher for?" "Oh,
it's used to clean my kitchen."
Yeah,
it just sprays water everywhere, and then I mop it up. That seems very ineffective, honey. Like, don't you think you could just use a rag and water and just, like, just a mop? And just
no, it's okay.
No, I spray water all over my kitchen. It just works really well. My downstairs neighbors have a lot of problems with their roof leaking, but that's not me. I think they have leaky pipes.
Or you could use a broom. I feel like a broom could be definitely something.
A broom that sprays, like, lube everywhere. Like, every time you just...
Oh my god, it's a sex toy. No, it's a broom. No. It's a mop. But it's only used... It's supposed to be used on people. And it's got... Like, I don't know if you've ever seen one of those things where it's, like, a mop. What, does it have any, like, stray extra, like, hair on it. It literally is just, like, one solid rag on the bottom of it, and, like, that's the cleaning thing. You shoot, like, whatever, like, cleaning supply out of, like... Okay, let me start over.
It's like a rag.
So you've got a rod, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a little cleaning... Oh, shoot. I accidentally let go of the wheel for a second. And there's a little cleaning product on the rod that is, like, attached to a trigger on the handle, and you squeeze the trigger. It kind of like a Swiffer, but you don't have to replace the like the thing on the bottom, and it's just always like there, and it'll, like it's a rag that you, it's kind of like a rag or something that you put on the bottom, but you don't have to like replace it every time you're done with it, you know. Yeah. It's mainly, it's like supposed to be used to like give your floor like a shiny and like smell good kind of vibe to it, you know. That's what it's kind of, that's what it's supposed to do anyway. So you've got that. But when you pull the trigger, like, you pull the trigger, it just sprays lube everywhere, and you use the little mop to, like, you spread it all over someone.
No, what about, like, what about useless...
What's wrong with us, by the way?
I don't know. Like, what about useless sex toys? So that you have, like, a broom that every time you, like, sweep, it just sprays random lube everywhere. Like, just for no reason. And it's, like, really hard to clean up.
God, that's...
You're just, like, sweeping your kitchen, just lube is getting, like, all over the floor, and it's just getting smeared everywhere, and you're like, fuck. Now I gotta get the mop, but then the mop sprays lube.
The mop sex toy that's supposed to be for lube. God. We've got a lot of things wrong with us, if you haven't noticed, guys. Thank you guys for listening to our really weird podcast today.
I think it's because it's just Monday morning.
I think it's Monday morning, that's why. Yeah, we'll blame it on that.
I'm gonna fucking... die.
Me too. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.